Talk to you guys about something a trader asked me, and that I want to help you with if you're new, and not just to trading, but if you're new to trading at this frequency. You can clearly see we have an overwhelming amount of wins per day, per week. We do not end the day red. We do not end the week red. All right. The trade that some of you guys perhaps are currently in is over 100% right now. So this is a good example of how we trade, right? But how do you get there? How do you position yourself so that you can be profitable every day? What should you be doing every day? And how do you build up this consistency and all those things? So that answer is actually the answer to that question is a layered answer. But one thing I want to touch on is environment, your environment. This is a more of a mindset and a physical skill set that you got to develop, all right? All the technical, we can cover that, right? That's covered throughout the training, but this is about environment. Now, what do I mean? Let's talk about pre-market for a moment, all right? Training number three is based on pre-market. You guys get the steps on how I approach the market every day in order to develop a thesis and know what to do, right? So far today, the market is playing out just as we've discussed, right? We're cautious to bearish. We've got some volatile pops at our areas where Wall Street has to cover. I mean, we're playing it to the T. Playing it to the T, all right? The environment I'm talking about is your actual trading space. Okay, we're going to talk about your actual trading space. Look around right now. If you're listening to this right now, look around wherever you are right now. If your trading space is cluttered, if your trading space is unorganized, if it's rushed, you know, if it's in disarray, you won't be able to focus, and it will affect your trading. Now, I know, you don't think it will. You don't think right now that, junky room that you're in or that messy room or whatever will affect you, but it does. It absolutely does. The environment that you have around you has a direct impact on the success you have, not just in the market, but in life, period. A direct impact. So I'm not telling you to be OCD, but I am telling you to be disciplined with your environment. Orderly, straightforward, specific, clean, because then your mind can be clear. Your mind can be clean, right? They all tie together. Don't think for a second that it doesn't, right? So you got to eliminate distractions. Get the kids out of the way, out of the room, right? Get on the same page with you and your significant other. Hey, I need to trade at this time of day. Can you keep the volume low? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can we go in different sets, parts of the house? All right. I know some of you guys, some of you husband and wife teams or wife and husband teams, you guys do that. You've come to an agreement. Hey, you trade over here. I trade over here. Right? And that's a beautiful thing. You need to do that. But whatever you need to do to ensure that your environment, your surrounding area is clean, clear, free of distraction, that's what you're going to have to do. That's a fundamental rule set. That's a fundamental discipline to trading effectively in the market, right? You got to make sure that your environment is comfortable. So let's talk about a couple of things, right? You know, your workstation. I don't care if you just have a laptop and you're sitting on a couch. I personally don't think that should be your environment, right? I think it should be a little bit more disciplined and straightforward, but if that's all you have right now, then so be it. So be it. But the reality is, if you've got a desk, it needs to be clean and clear, ready, right? You've got everything there that you need to keep you in check and to execute your trades properly, right? Your chair, right? Your computer, your mouse, your keyboard, all those intangibles, all those ancillary or peripherals, they absolutely matter. They matter. The last thing you want to do is have technical issues or stupid mouse or keyboard or something that's not functioning, right? So here's my suggestion. When you start making a little bit of capital, right, early on, before you do anything, invest in a wonderful setup. Invest in an excellent setup. You guys can go over to maybe the resources or maybe some of the other chats I'll post in there. You know, it's not a secret what my setup is, right? But my main monitor, and I'm not trying to promote Samsung, but anyway, by the time this recording is made right now, it's a G9, right? So I've got an Odyssey, 49-inch curved. I like it. It's comfortable. It allows me to see. And then I've got other monitors going on as well. But that's the setup I like. You don't need that same setup, but it needs to be a setup that's so comfortable for you that you don't worry about it, and it brings you a calming effect when you trade, right? Your chair needs to bring you a calming effect when you need to be comfortable, right? Needs to be, you know. I also have a stand-up, an electric, you know, and lift desks, right? All those things, right? I'm sitting here at my terminal. I've got Dr. Scholl's insoles in my shoes, right? Yeah, I'm an old man, but still, I like to be comfortable, all right? And it's no secret, I'm rocking some nice, comfortable, either Onitsuka Tigers or some nice, comfortable Saucony's, all right? But I'm big on comfort when I trade, all right? I'm big on comfort. I trade in active wear, typically. I'm very comfortable. I've got my hot tea, right? Everything is calm. I've got my lo-fi playing, and I'm ready to crush it every day. And if you've been trading in the Discord with me, you know that I this is my setup every single day. Crocs are fine too. My wife loves them, all right? But you need to be comfortable. Now, here's what you need to be mindful of. You need to be comfortable, but not too relaxed. So let me help you. If you're disheveled, if you just got up at the last couple of seconds, or you really didn't do your work, or you're stressed out and you're still in your pajamas, you may want to rethink your approach. Here's a tip. If you treat the market like a hobby, it'll pay you like one, right? You'll make a little money, it'll go away. You'll make a little money, it'll go away. It's just a hobby. But if you treat it like a job, it'll pay you like one. You treat it like a business, it'll pay you like one. What does that mean? Well, it means, you know, you're going to, number one, show up on time, but you know, you're going to have things organized. And you're going to look and dress the part. Now, I'm not telling you what to wear, but I am telling you it all matters. It matters. This stuff matters. All right? So just know that when you are ready to really go to the next level, you're going to have to make sure that your environment is indicative of where you want to be. Wherever you're trying to go in life, your trading environment has to be where you want to be, right? And you don't have to spend a lot of money on it. I'm just telling you to get the distractions out, get the order there, be prepared to trade the market every single day. All right, that matters, okay? And some helpful tips to do that is just what was stated, right? Get the distractions away and make sure that you're ready to crush this thing every single day, all right? So just want to help you guys with that as we get back to the market and trade. It matters, folks. It matters.